Timmins Council isn't rubber-stamping the budgets of local boards that add to the municipal levy. With the work that's been done at the City of Timmins level to keep its increase to 3%, Cown. Steve Black was shocked that only one of the six external agencies, boards and commissions, ABCs, matched the city's increase. The rest are higher, with the proposed budget hikes ranging from 3.7 to 10%. The topic was up for debate at Tuesday's, February 27, council meeting, when council members denied the ABC budgets. In January, council approved a 3% municipal levy increase. That total didn't include the ABCs that also impact the city's finances. With those factors included, the total municipal levy increase for 2024 would be 4.16%. While councillors made suggestions, including asking boards with a 5% or more increase to present at meeting or transferring from the city reserves to bring the overall municipal levy increase closer to 3%, the item was simply defeated. It means the budgets will be sent back to the boards to re-examine. The proposed ABC budgets are Mattagami Region Conservation Authority 3%, $18,500, increase for a total 2024 budget of $636,500. Timmins Public Library 5.10%, $101,774, increase for a total budget of just over $2 million. Timmins Economic Development Corporation 6.46%, $83,776, increase for a total budget of $1.38 million. Porcupine Health Unit 10%, $159,122, increase for a total budget of $1.7 million. Cochrane District Social Services Administration Board, CDSSAB, 6.56%, $735,925, increase for a total budget of $11.9 million. Timmins Police Services Board 3.7%, $669,450, increase for a total budget of $18.77 million. It was Black who suggested sending only the budgets with more than a 5% increase back to the boards. If the ABCs don't get in alignment with the good work being done at the city, he said, it throws the process out the window. We have the chair of each of those boards sitting at this table, so should have some apt influence in what they do. But I would like to see the library, TEDC, Health Unit and DSSAB have another look at the budgets and come closer to the city limit, said Black. For the boards referenced, Cown. Corey Robin chairs the Timmins Public Library Board, and talked about those increases. Mayor Michelle Boileau chairs the Porcupine Health Unit, CDSSAB and TEDC. While she contributed to the overall discussion, she did not talk about the budgets for the boards she heads up. Related. Timmins Moving Economic Development In-House. Black sits on the Timmins Police Service Board, which is also looking at more than a 3% increase. He said that is potentially due to the serious issues and concerns in the community. Cown. Bill Gavazdanovich suggested using $600,000 from the city reserves to lower the levy impact and get it closer to 3%. The idea didn't go further than getting a seconder for it. He is adamantly in favor of an overall municipal levy increase of 3%. That was the deal, he said. While the city can use its reserves, Black noted that the ABCs have or potentially have reserves as well. So for those that are out of line with where the municipality has agreed to get to, if they have reserves, I would recommend they use some of those reserves to offset their increase. And then try and figure out the solution and come back with a more reasonable number, he said. When it comes to the library, Robin said the reserves are to save for upgrades down the road. The largest increase in the library budget, he said, are salaries and the website. If this was kicked back to the board, you're gonna see something like special programs being cut, which is the 100th anniversary celebration that was planned. You're gonna see programs to the kids kind of being scaled back, he said. There are only three boards, the TEDC, MRCA and library, that council can compel to cut costs, said Sow Dave Landers. The CDSSAB and Porcupine Health Unit have other member municipalities that pay into them. The overall CDSSAB budget, for example, is nearly $19.5 million, with each municipality in the district paying an amount determined by a formula. When that board was doing its budget, it indicated that it wouldn't be transferring from reserves to lessen the impact, like it did in 2023. When the budget was approved, there was no discussion at the board meeting. While these two boards can receive the request to reconsider its budget, Landers said they can't compel that to happen. When it comes to the Timmins Police Service, Landers said it council can determine an appropriate amount. If its board chooses to appeal it, he said the police service will get its money. At the end of the day, that's how policing works, said Landers. In a recorded vote, Robin, Cown, Rock Whistle and Boilo were in favor of approving the ABC budgets. Councillors Black, John Curley, Lorne Feldman, Gavazdanovich and Kristen Murray voted against it. Cown, Andrew Marks left the meeting prior to the vote taking place. With files from Marissa Lentz.